Well, everybody, welcome to episode 320 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. When it comes to real estate, experience matters. At Legacy Realty, we pride ourselves on having one of the largest and most experienced teams in Ankeny with over 75 agents strong. As one of the top brokerages in the metro, our local agents bring unparalleled knowledge of the market to help you make the best decisions for your home sale or purchase. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or looking to sell, our team is ready to provide expert guidance every step of the way. Backed by the national strength of LPT Realty, we offer cutting-edge tools and marketing strategies to ensure your success. Legacy Realty of Iowa, your trusted partner for buying or selling in Central Iowa. All right, well, we're going to talk a lot of Ankeny Centennial Cross Country tonight. In a little while, I'll be visiting with two of the boys on the boys' team who are having a great year. But right now, I'm going to talk to a couple of the people from the girls' team. So to my left is the longtime head coach of the team, and he has guided the Jaguars to a number four ranking in Class 4A. He is Eric Cogdell. Coach, thanks for joining me. How you doing? And to my right is a senior and a two-time state qualifier for the Jaguars. She is Kylie Patterson. Kylie, thanks for joining me. How you doing? You bet. I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you. Coach, let's start with you. Your team placed fourth at the state meet last year, but then you suffered some key losses due to graduation. You came into the season 12th in Class 4A in the preseason rankings. You know, do you think you guys were just underestimated because maybe people didn't know about, you know, some of the talented young runners that you guys had coming up?
We had coming back, and with Ellie and Kylie was really just our were our returning qualifiers, but they didn't know that, you know, we're going to make a nice jump with Ellie. They didn't know Ella had made a really nice jump over the previous year, training with her better, and you're actually more consistent this year. And of course, Kylie's as healthy and strong as she's ever been. So they didn't know that part of it, that we had four girls that were going to come back and be all four better versions of themselves. And then certainly they didn't know that we were going to have four more freshmen just come in and just be ready to go.
And Kylie, like Coach mentioned, you know, you were one of just three returning runners from that state meet squad. Did you know, though, after going through some workouts over the summer and into the preseason, that this team would be pretty formidable?
I definitely saw.
Well, you guys opened the season with a second place finish at the Jaguar Invitational on August 26th, and then you moved up to the number four spot in the week two rankings, and you've been there ever since. Your team won a pair of titles at the Cedar Rapids Invitational on September 11th, and then at the Valley Meet 5 days later. And in your most recent race, you traveled down to the University of Kansas. You placed fourth in the Rimrock Farm Classic. So, Coach, are you pretty happy with where this team is at right now?
It's a long season, and you really want to get to the finish line as healthy as possible. You want all your kids able to go. You want them to be connected and feel really confident with each other and supportive. And so we're working in that direction, which is a really positive spot to be. And, you know, some of those early meets that we did end up picking up some wins. We didn't necessarily see the strongest of competition, but we like to see a variety of competitions, a variety of opponents. And then going down the Rimrock was a real big confidence booster to pick up fourth place. We were shorthanded with short that freshman, Rebecca Flint, who's a top player by herself. And so, yeah, we're in a good spot. And, you know, there's five other really good teams in the state, too.
Right. Well, Kylie, your team has obviously been strengthened by the addition of those talented freshmen. You know, they clearly have a lot of natural ability, but, you know, I'm sure they're still learning a lot of things as they go along. As a senior, have you tried to be a mentor for those girls, you know, helping them out whenever you can?
To teach sport is just as much mental as physical, so you can't get down on yourself after a bad day, because cross country has a lot of variability between race days. So I just have to encourage them to believe in themselves and just keep working for them.
And Coach, I'm sure you've leaned on Kylie's experience, you know, at times. Can you count on her to be a leader when you need her to be?
100%. See, she's such a steady kid, and she's so so nurturing. It's like you have the mom they need for some of those, or the older sister really that they need. She's got so much wisdom. She's been through the highs and lows and lows and highs. She can just share a lot. And then she's got such a faith-led lifestyle that you can just trust her to give really wholesome advice.
Well, Coach, we'll talk about some of your other individuals. You currently have two girls ranked in the top 10 in Class 4A. You mentioned Rebecca, the freshman who was ninth. Junior Ellie Blevins is ranked seventh. You know, they're both having a great season, and they've kind of taken turns being your number one runner. You know, they make a really good duo, don't they?
Yeah, it's nice to even have a pair like that, because sometimes it's lonely when you're out of the training room. And so if they're able to bounce and feed off each other, they're not there together every day. Rebecca plays a lot of soccer, and mm-hmm. she's a very talented soccer player as well. So we split time pretty much 50-50. So there's some times where Ellie will run with me on a long run, or she might run with Elle Campbell on a long run. And then when we get on the track, their paces are very similar for the track workouts.
And obviously you need some other girls behind those two to make your team as good as it is. Kylie, you are part of that group along with Trinity Klansmith, Ella Campbell, and the freshman, Sammy Mail and Natalie Cogdill. But does that take a little bit of the pressure off of you though, when you know that Ellie and Rebecca will be up among the leaders, you know, and the rest of the team only needs to provide, you know, three scoring runners? Because you know that you don't necessarily have to be one of those scoring runners, right?
Yes. They've worked so hard this season, so I have to count on them to get us in a good spot. And it's the rest of us to just do our best and finish line as fast as we can.
And coach, your team, like you mentioned, placed fourth in that meet at the Rim Rock without Rebecca because she was playing soccer that weekend. So Piper Klinger stepped into the lineup and helped fill the void. So I imagine you have some girls like Piper and some others, you know, who would easily run varsity for a lot of the other teams, wouldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. One thing maybe gets overlooked is that was Piper's second varsity, which she ran for us. Valley also, and when we had our group, our third runner threw up 7 valley was in the second part. So on any given day, we would have a 3, 4, 5 runner that goes 8 deep, which is outstanding to have. Right behind them, we got, I think it's three freshmen and a sophomore that are really pretty strong. So Kate Bennett, Reda Ben Hartog, our sophomore, and then Brielle and Rianne Vera. Girls who hand will run some varsity for us.
And Kylie, your team has had about 11 days off now since that last meet. You know, have you guys been doing a lot of hard training workouts since, you know, since you didn't have a meet last week?
Yes, we definitely done some workouts to make up for that. But it's been really nice having, you know, kind of a little break from meets to kind of regroup and reset goals and become ready for board dodge.
And coach, I'm sure you're hoping that those workouts will pay off here over the next month, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Last year we came off Rim Rock, we raced again 5 days later, and our bodies were ready for that. Rim Rock is a good course. And so we got done with that race and we're like, God, we weren't ourselves. And so we kind of recalibrated and said, you know, we don't have to race that frequently. And so we put that extra gap in there. We still did a lot of good quality work and sort of sharpening and not quite to that point of peaking and tapering. But we're getting close, and I'm optimistic we're going to look really pretty strong on that 12-day press tomorrow.
Well, yeah, your team will be back in action tomorrow at the Fort Dodge Invitational. Of course, that meet will be held at the state meet course at Lakeside Golf Course. Now, Kylie, you're obviously familiar with that course, but I'm guessing this will be the first time that your freshmen, you know, will have run the course. So are you going to give them some advice as far as what to look for?
Oh, definitely. The finish is my favorite part of that course. So I'm going to encourage them to give it all in race and extra feelings.
And coach, I'm sure you feel like tomorrow's meet will be a good test run for the state meet, assuming that you guys can make it to state again. But, you know, is that kind of what you're treating the meet like?
Yeah. They're fired the cannon a little early, but mm-hmm. we haven't ran against Johnston yet. So they're ranked second. We haven't seen West since the Ames meet a month ago, and they're ranked third. And the course right behind us, we got a whole bunch of other really good schools. Dallas, Denver, Ames, Waukee, Valley, Ames, Roosevelt. I mean, there's like 10 or 12 really good schools at this meet.
Well, I know you guys don't know yet where you'll be running for the state qualifying meet on October 22nd, but the sites have already been announced. The possibilities are Council Bluffs, Lincoln, Iowa City High, Johnston, Marshalltown, and Pleasant Valley. Kylie, do you have a preferred site that you'd like to run at for that meet?
Just on course, I really like it out there. I've raced there a couple times before, and it's gone well, so hoping for that again.
Well, obviously, the team's goal is to qualify for state. Coach, your team has made it to state every year in the history of the program, except for 2019. So it's almost become, you know, expected that you'll make it. But I'm sure, you know, that's something that you're not going to take for granted, because it's still a big accomplishment, even if you guys have made it seem ordinary.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things you definitely celebrate that, because there are 33 other schools in the state that don't get to go to state. And so it's a special moment and you celebrate it. And it is an expectation. But you still take a moment to pause and look back and congratulate the girls on what they've done and the hard work that they have put in from that.
And Kyle, I don't know if you're planning to run in college or not, but I'm sure you'd like to, you know, finish your high school cross country career with a bang. The Jaguars placed third in 2020, which was the highest finish in school history. Do you think this team is capable of getting onto the awards podium? And what would that mean to you if you guys, you know, can win a trophy in your final race?
Oh, secure a spot. The team has worked really hard, and we've gotten a lot closer together to help build each other, pull us up. And that would mean so much to me as a senior, just ending my season on a podium with the girls that have helped make me a better person. I just think that would really shape the future for the team, especially with it being so young.
And Coach, how do you look at the team race? Pleasant Valley is the defending champion and currently ranked number one. You mentioned Johnston, they're number two. They've won three titles since 2019. You mentioned Waukee Northwest, they're number three. You know, your team's already faced them a couple of times, finished second both times. You know, do you think your team would have to run, you know, its best race of the season to get into that top three?
I think anybody that wants to be in the top three at the state, that would be any school. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to do that up there. And it is the teams that have a really good day ended up in that top three spot. So last year we were fourth, and our top four girls last year were just absolutely dynamite. And our next three girls ran really good races too. And it takes all five being dynamite to end up on that podium.
Do you feel like those top three teams are within your range though? I mean, would they have to maybe fall back a little bit for you to catch them?
Well, I think you kind of need a little hiccup. We need the hiccup, but if we run and take care of ourselves, I mean, that's all you can do. You can only take care of yourself. So on that given day, we're going to be our best as we can. And the girls, I know they'll just give everything they have, and that's all you can ask for.
I appreciate the time for both of you guys today. Thanks a lot for coming in. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017 and is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call, 515-965-5677. All right, well, right now we're going to focus on the Centennial Boys Squad, which is 8 in the latest Class 4A rankings from the Iowa Association of Track Coaches. To my left is a senior and the top runner for the Jaguars. He is Cohen Mull, and he's been on the podcast before. Cohen, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
And to my right is a junior and a newcomer to the team this season who has made a tremendous impact. He is Jax Alvarez. Jax, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you. Cohen, let's start with you. You were the team's top returning runner from last year when you qualified for the state meet as an individual, along with teammate Braden Vanderwilt, who graduated last spring. So coming into the season, you were one of four returning varsity regulars, and your team was 17th in the preseason rankings. You know, did you know that this team was going to be a lot better than that?
I mean, I don't know. Like, it's kind of hard to tell at the end of the last season because we had so many guys graduate. So I didn't really expect – well, I guess back then I didn't know that Jax would have been joining the team as well as Brecken, which those two were definitely, like, factors that impacted our team a lot. So, yeah, I wasn't really sure what to expect coming to the season, but now it was that the addition of those two guys definitely made an impact on our team.
Your team opened the season on August 26th by winning the Jaguar Invitational at DMAC. Cohen, you placed second in the 11-12 race that day, and then Jax, you and Davis Johnson took fifth and sixth, respectively. So, Jax, do you think you guys surprised some people that day because you finished ahead of teams like then number six Dallas Center Grimes and number nine Norwalk?
Yeah, we for sure did. I mean, I was even probably just as surprised as some other people after cutting off a whole 30 seconds from my best PR the year before and just ripping that out. It was awesome, but I was glad to, you know, we definitely did surprise some people, surprise our own team and stuff like that, you know?
Well, Jax, let's find out a little bit more about you before we move on. I know you went to Ames last year and then you were able to make the move to Centennial this fall. You have now placed in the top 15 in all four of your races this season and three of those meets, you know, had very large fields. You know, has it been a pretty smooth transition for you to become a member of this team?
Yeah, it for sure has. I mean, these guys treat me like I've been here all 3 years. I'm just so blessed to be a part of a team like them. They've brought me in with open arms. I feel so at home here.
And Cohen, I'm sure you'd agree that Jax has been a big part of the team's success this fall. Did you know that he'd be able to come in and basically battle Davis for those two and three spots on the team right away?
I mean, it was like kind of hard to tell. Like last year, like I didn't really know how good he would be. Of course, like I didn't really know he was going to be on the team until like this summer when he started showing up with practice. Mm-hmm. And you know, after a good summer of training, Like I could definitely tell that he was gonna be a really strong runner and possibly up with me and Davis, and like here we are, and he's definitely up here with us in races and stuff.
And Jax, I'm sure you know Davis has been a good training partner for you. You have finished just to have him at two of the races, and he's done likewise at the other two that you both ran at. In the meet at Marshalltown September 11th, you guys basically crossed the finish line together in 15:56. But does it help to have a teammate like that who runs at about the same pace and can push you during a race?
Yeah, it's great. Most of the time he's a pretty strong runner. He's great at just supporting me. I always have somebody to look to try and stick with. I mean, us three work out together. It's great to have that practice, stuff like that.
Sure. And Cohen, you've had a tremendous season thus far. You were listed in the individual rankings in Class 4A along with Jackson Davis for most of the season thus far until this week. And then you all dropped out because you haven't had a race, you know, for the last couple of weeks. But you have placed in the top seven at all four of your races this fall. You ran a season best time of 15:32 at the Marshalltown meet, which I think matched your career best. Have you been happy with the season you've had thus far?
Yeah, I think I've been pretty happy with how it's been going. You know, every race I'm getting a little bit mentally stronger and a little bit more race fit. I'm excited to get back and run some more races coming up tomorrow at Fort Dodge as well, just to see where my fitness has been at.
Sure. Yeah, we'll talk about that meet here in a minute. And Jax, your team moved into the top 10 of the rankings after that opening meet. You've been in the top 10 ever since. You were ranked as high as fourth in week three after your team nearly defeated number three Waukee Northwest at the Ames meet, where you finished just 2 points behind the Wolves. So do you feel like you guys have kind of proven at this point that you belong in that top 10?
I mean, yeah, for sure. I feel like I've always known that a top five team. I know we're definitely looking for something nice as state qualifiers. We're coming back with a bit of a vengeance since last year.
And Cohen, you guys haven't had a race since September 20th when you helped your team to a fifth place finish in the Heartland Classic at Pella. You know, so you've had almost three full weeks now just to focus on your workouts. Have you guys been able to accomplish a lot in practices? And do you think that all of that training will pay off here over the next month?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Like, kind of like what you said, over the last 2 or 3 weeks, like we've been really intentional with our training and getting 2 or 3 weeks of just like really good, like high mileage, like high intensity training. So yeah, like it's the whole goal of it is to come back and feel really strong at Fort Dodge and be pretty confident moving into the championship season here in a couple of weeks.
Well, your team will be back in action tomorrow at the Fort Dodge Invitational. Of course, that meet will be held at the state meet course at Lakeside Golf Course. Now, Jax, have you ever ran that course, or will this be your first time?
I have. I ran it twice last year. We ran the Invitational last year at Ames, and then when I helped Ames qualify for their state last year, we were able to run there. I really like the course. I'm excited to go there for the Invitational this year. I know it's a great course for some good times.
And Cohen, you're obviously familiar with that course. You know, will you be giving any advice to your teammates who haven't ran that course before?
Yeah, I'll probably be giving like some advice to especially some of the varsity runners who this is their first time running like at a high competition meet. You know, some of our teammates like Max and Levi, like they haven't been on varsity yet, running at like such a high like competition, like high density meet like this. So I'll definitely be giving them some tips on like how to get out hard and just get in the right spot. But
one of you guys don't know yet where you'll be running for the state qualifying meet on October 22nd, but the sites have already been announced. The possibilities are Council Bluffs, Lincoln, Iowa City High, Johnston, Marshalltown, and Pleasant Valley. You know, Jax, do you have a preferred site that you'd like to run at that meet?
Well, I know last year we ran at Council Bluffs. It's not the funnest course, but I don't think anywhere that we go is going to be something that we have to worry about because this team is so strong. Wherever we go, we can handle it. We can perform it wherever we are.
And what about you, Cohen? You had that great race at Marshalltown earlier this year. Would you like to go back there?
I would be fine going back there. Like especially since like the last couple of years I've had like quite a few races there, like two last season, and if we go there, it would be another two this season. So I'll definitely have a lot of familiarity with that course. So yeah, hopefully I could run pretty well if we do that.
Well, obviously the team's goal is to qualify for state. The Jaguars are seeking their fourth trip to state in the last six seasons. Cohen, when you were a sophomore in 2023, you placed 70th at the state meet while helping the team to a 14th place finish. And even though you qualified as an individual last year, I'm sure you'd much rather get back there this year with the whole team, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Like being there being there with the whole team instead of just two people, like, really does make that much of a difference in terms of, like, in terms of performance.
Well, if the team can qualify, it appears that you guys have a good chance that maybe you're on a top 10 finish. The 2020 Centennial team plays ninth, and that's the highest finish in school history. Jax, it sounds like from what you said earlier, you know, you think this team is capable of maybe placing even higher than that, huh?
Yeah, we are capable of doing some great things, you know, through all the training that we've been doing. I believe in this team through and through.
And Colin, Cedar Falls is the defending champ, but the Tigers are currently ranked second behind Indianola. You saw both of those teams at the Marshalltown meet. Do you feel like those are the two teams to maybe beat at state, though?
Yeah, I definitely think those are two, like, powerhouse teams. Like, they have really, really strong runners up front, especially Indianola and Cedar Falls. Yeah, so they're definitely going to be the teams to beat there.
And Jack, do you think there's some other teams that could maybe contend?
I mean, yeah, we've always got to look out for the Wolves. We've been kind of neck and neck with them all season, but I think if all of us can pull our weight, get those bodies, make sure that we're beating the people that we need to beat, we're in good shape.
Also wanted to ask you guys about your individual goals, you know, assuming that you can make it to state. Cohen, you had 6 top 10 finishes last year as a junior, and I think you went into the state meet thinking that you could potentially place in the top 20 or 30, but then, you know, kind of struggled that day. You placed 75th. Has that race been a motivating factor for you ever since? And are you pretty determined to close out your high school career with a great race?
Yeah, I definitely like to close out my senior with a good finish. I mean, I know last time I was here, I said that I was hoping for a top 15 finish. I do hope to have a good, I could say, like, I could go for top 15 again, but, you know, I don't want to, like, jinx it.
Sure, so. Yeah. And Jax, what about you? You know, have you set an individual goal for the state meet yet?
I mean, I've always been, ever since I figured out how many people medal at state, I want to get a medal at state. I've been doing really good at placing in that top 15 throughout the whole season. You know, I can't put all my eggs in one basket. I know I have to go out there and compete. That's what it really is about. It's not always about a time or a place. It's about competing and beating people that you should beat.
Well, the weather's cooled off a little bit here this week. Up until now, it's been pretty hot. You know, it's hard to know what's going to be like here in another few weeks, but what would be the ideal temperature for you guys for the state meet?
I mean, like, yeah, this week has definitely been, it's definitely, like, been feeling a lot better, especially during practice. So, you know, something around, like, the 70s. Just, like, no winds, like, it would be pretty good, like, ideal racing conditions to run something fast.
What about you, Jack?
I honestly like the cold a lot. I'd be fine with anything, like, 65 down to 55, maybe 50. I just know that, I mean, whatever the temperature is, we're strong. It won't matter, you know, everybody's in the same temperature, so.
Well, we do know for sure that there will be a new individual state champion in Class 4A. Two-time champ Ethan Zuber of Ankeny, of course, has graduated and is now running for Missouri. Jaden Merrick of Cedar Falls, who's had some great battles with Ethan over the last couple of years, is currently number one in the individual rankings. Cohen, do you think he'll be the one to beat at state?
I mean, it's too hard to tell right now. Like, there's so many like, really talented runners at the top. I mean, like you said, I bet Jaden Merrick's really aiming for that top spot. But there's also some underdogs too. Like, I think Preston Johnson from Marshalltown's got a shot at it. And of course, Keegan.
Oh, yeah, from Liberty. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, there are so many great runners. Well, it should be a fun last few weeks of the season. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks a lot, guys, for coming tonight, and good luck the rest of the way.
All right, yeah, thank you.
You bet. You can listen to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa, Vibe Dermatology Clinic and Spa. When you work with Legacy Realty, you're not just getting one of the largest and most trusted real estate agencies in Ankeny, you're partnering with over 75 expert agents who are committed to your success. Whether you're searching for your dream home or selling your property for the best possible price, we offer the right tools, strategies, and support to help get you there. As part of LPT Realty, a national leader in the real estate industry, we combine local expertise with innovative resources to give you an unbeatable advantage. Choose us for unparalleled service, proven results, and a commitment to your success in every transaction. Legacy Realty of Iowa, where your real estate goals become a reality. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had Ankeny Centennial Girls Cross Country Coach Eric Cogdill and senior runner Kylie Patterson. And then from the boys team, we had senior Cohen Moll and junior Jax Alvarez. I appreciate the time from all of those folks. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.